Manager and Account Podcast. I'm your host, Vicki Pearson, and this is episode number 1568. We're talking today about warning. What can you do about father right now? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
This motion requests that the probate court and family court order the other parent to take your children into the courtroom. After court-ordered parenting time or visitation, the other parent is required to return your child, or allow you to take the child. The other parent has no rights to remove your child from or hold you back from your children while they are supposed to be with you, whether you share physical custody or have been awarded court-ordered parenting time. The other parent can have partial physical custody. Sole physical custody means the children only live with one parent, although the children can visit the other parent. One parent can have primary physical custody, meaning the child lives with that parent the majority of the time, and the other parent has secondary physical custody, such as visiting every other weekend or making regular scheduled visits to the home for meals. If no custody agreement is in place, both parents have equal rights to physical custody, and any one of them can legally assume physical custody of the children at any time. If you are married, and there is no custody order in place, the other parent may legally take the child. If the other parent takes the child, and you cannot come to a deal for your child's return, you may want to bring a custody lawsuit and have the judge order your child returned. If the other parent does not bring your child back, or does not allow you to pick the child up, even though you have joint legal custody, he is violating your custody order. Parents who are no longer living together are not required to obtain custody orders, but they can decide to if they disagree on the child's care. Schools, health providers, or other third parties may request a custody order before they will let the non-parent make decisions about the child. A parent with sole legal custody may make important decisions about a child's life without consulting the other parent. If a child is addicted, a court can award the child's custody to an agency, such as the Department of Children and Youth Services, or, in some cases, a non-parent. A court may take into account failure to pay child support when considering the capacity of a parent to act in the best interests of their child. Either before or after the hearing, a judge may request that the parent and the child attend a consultation to attempt to work out a settlement, and a judge may take into account the counsel's report when making a determination. Non-parents, like aunts, uncles, or friends, may file suit for child custody against the parents if they are raising the children. You may also want to call your district attorney's office and inform them that your child has been abducted by another parent. If you are not worried about causing any harm by the parent, you may want to check in with them before reporting the situation to authorities. The children may be reluctant to let you report, and they may feel scared, particularly if the abuser has threatened the children or loved ones. At some point, you may encounter a situation in which you suspect that the child is being abused. If you are a parent, and you are worried your partner or someone else in the household might hurt your child, it can be a very hard time. If you are worried about a child being the victim of abuse, you may be uncertain about what to do or how to react. Understand that sexual violence may seem okay to a child, so asking whether or not someone is hurting a child may not reveal the information you are looking for. If a child is being physically abusive, or is being other than kind, you might be reluctant to categorize that behavior as abuse. It could be the stress situation that your child is in, a fear of getting consequences for what he does, some form of power struggle, a desire not to attend school, or an issue with substance abuse. When your child suddenly does not want to talk to you about what he is learning at school, or about how his school day went, that can be a sign that something is wrong in the school. This signal is an obvious one, but sometimes children and parents of children at school are reluctant to believe it is a sign that a child is struggling with school materials. If your child knows they are falling behind the class on schoolwork, it is possible they are having trouble sleeping or eating. If you are familiar with the teacher's policy on assigning work, you may want to take steps to help your child if he or she starts developing patterns showing they are struggling. For more information on finding a doctor who may be able to help, read the Child Mind Institute's Parents' Guide to Finding Good Care. If you are concerned about your child's behavior and are having trouble managing on your own, making an appointment to see a clinician with specialized training in children's mental health may help. If you suspect your child might have problems with alcohol, consider getting counseling from a healthcare provider specializing in alcohol problems before talking to your teen. If your teen's violent or coercive behaviors lead you to call the police, and the court system gets involved, becoming a part of a program such as Step Up in Seattle may help you and your family get individual and family counseling, set up safety plans, and educate both you and your teen about what is happening. You may want to reach out to the U.S. Department of State to get assistance if your other parent takes your children out of the country.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Vicky and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.